This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 17. Death and mourning. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 35. Then they moved on from Bethel. While they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth and had great difficulty. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her, "Don't despair, for you have another son." As she breathed her last, for she was dying, she named her son Ben-Oni. But his father named him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Over her tomb, Jacob set up a pillar, and to this day, that pillar marks Rachel's tomb. Jacob came home to his father Isaac in Mamre, near Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had stayed. Isaac lived 180 years. Then he breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people, old and full of years. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Jacob had experienced renewal in his relationship with God, but that didn't mean life became easy for him. In the first years after his return home, Jacob experienced grief from the deaths of his beloved wife, Rachel, and of his father, Isaac. Death is a reality for everyone living in this world. Even our closest human relationships cannot be shielded from its power. Perhaps, as you read this, you have an empty place in your life left by the death of a loved one. Grief is natural, even for people who've put their hope in God. It signifies that the person who has died was important to us. But grief doesn't have the last word. Jacob continues to live in the hope of God's promise, and he experiences the comfort of human relationships as he shares the grief of Isaac's death with his reconciled brother. But God has given even greater hope for believers who follow Christ. Because Jesus has died and risen again, we trust that God will also raise those who have died with faith in Christ. We may grieve, but we grieve as those who move forward in the hope of God's promise. May that hope be yours today as well. Pray with me. Father God, give us hope in the face of death. Comfort all who grieve and sorrow, and sustain us with the confidence of your promise through Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.